Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome in to our Pit Panther Rants, our Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by the sports drink. Well, the NCAA tournament has wrapped up. I tried to record this on Friday and just didn't have much luck. I did have a one-on-one meeting with my boss, and she called in the middle of my recording, and I really don't really know what I was trying to say in that podcast. I did mention that I think the winner of Kansas-North Carolina would probably win the NCAA tournament, and turns out I was right. But the thing is I deleted that podcast, and so I really can't provide definitive proof that I actually made that prediction. But I'm not really surprised that the winner of that game won it, because, ever since Villanova obviously has become one of the main teams that we know that if you're picking a bracket pool, you pick them to go deep. It's like Tom Izzo with Michigan State. Michigan State was always usually good for at least an Elite Eight appearance. Sometimes Sweet 16. And then, of course, you got Syracuse as well. I mean, they've been pretty disruptive with that 2-3 zone. So, they're mediocre during the season, usually. But then when they get in the tournament and they implement that 2-3 zone like they always do, teams, for some reason, forget how to defend it, or they just don't know how, they're not familiar with it. And, Syracuse wins a bunch of games. Yes, they win a bunch of games. But it was nice to see Kansas beat them and put them out of their misery. Duke and North Carolina played. I said, Coach K, wins the championship. Maybe pitch it, send somebody down to give him a gift. Maybe we could build a statue of him at the Pete. We could bring, they're not doing anything now. I mean, we got the spring game coming up. We could bring them, honor them at halftime and, do some other stuff for them. Yeah, I'm still a little bitter about that Duke game and, of course, a bunch of other stuff that happened, which we'll get into as well. In fact, let's get into it. Why don't we? Let's see. Jeff Capel is here to stay. I mean, Heather Like, said, he's going to stay on. And that the buyout didn't influence her decision. I'm sure. I mean, you don't go into business saying that the buyout was the, he's here to stay, but the buyout was the issue. I mean, you don't go in the press and say that, because that's just horrible all around. It's really bad. Pitt did get some luck in the transfer portal. I mean, they landed a local kid from Colgate. In fact, let me see which player that is. Oh, yeah. Nelly Cummings. He's a transfer from Colgate. He knows the history of Pitt basketball, at least from 2000 on. He knows what kind of program it was, and he wants to return that, to the way the program was. And I'm not going to complain one bit about that. I mean, what's crazy is we said, screw recruiting, we're going to the transfer portal, and I think a lot of teams have done that, and the thing is you have to recruit in the transfer portal too as well. You got to give players reasons to come to your school and the transfer there, because they can go anywhere. But Gino Auriemma did mention his press conference that, players come and go, just like coaches. They change jobs, they change schools, and he said there's not enough Division I schools for all these transfers, and there's some that are going to be left out. And I guess what he was trying to say is sometimes the grass isn't always greener, and sometimes where you're going, well, there may not be a destination. There may not be grass. You may be stuck in the same, stuck in limbo, and there's nothing really you can do about it. I mean, it's, you know, that's just reality of it. But, you know, going back to Pitt, they've had a whole bunch of guys leave, and Ethel Horton left, and people got mad at that. They said, why would he leave when Pitt stood by his legal troubles? Well, regardless if he's going to stay, I mean, if Pitt could replay that whole thing, they probably would do the same as they did before. They would stand by their player. You know, even if they knew he was going to transfer, I'm sure they would stand by him, because if they leave him out to dry, he leaves and he says, well, Pitt, you know, left me out to dry. Don't go to this school. It's horrible. It's a shitty program. So Pitt had to do, regardless, they had to do what was best for their players. So they stood by him through his legal troubles. And if anything, maybe he needs a fresh start somewhere from all of it, because he didn't play for most of the season. Then he got reinstated because the charges got dropped. Then the charges got refiled, and of course he was out again. So at the end of the day, he probably just needed a reboot. So wherever he goes, best of luck to him. You know, I'm not sure what the future holds for next season. It's probably going to be another bad year like it was this year. Depends on who they get, what players they get. You know, it's, some people have good luck. I mean, look at TCU with Jamie Dixon. I mean, he's had some bad years recently, and he lucked out with the transfer portal this past year. He got some players from some decent schools. And I'm sure he's probably going to get himself a nice extension pretty soon. If he hasn't already, I haven't really read the news ticker. In fact, last night's tournament was championship game was pretty decent. Kansas was losing bad at the half. They stormed back, which we all knew. I figured Kansas would take a page out of Baylor's book and put pressure on North Carolina, but that didn't happen. North Carolina came rolling, and Kansas turned up the intensity second half, and it was just back and forth. And overall, I mean, it was pretty. I thought at least the second half was entertaining. I did watch the women's Final Four and the championship, because I tried to pull WrestleMania, but Peacock kept crashing on me, and I just decided to give up and watched the Gamecocks and the Huskies. And I mean, it doesn't matter what South Carolina team is playing, whether it's men's basketball, women's basketball, whatever, you're always going to get jokes about Cox, because, you know, they're the Gamecocks out of me. I did when Frank Martin was making his little run, and I think they were playing Duke, I think, at the time, and I made a whole bunch of cock jokes. Made a whole bunch in the championship game as well. It was fun. But they're, you know, Gamecocks were a hell of a team. UConn battled back. But they kept basically responding to the attacks. And I mean, I do think there should be more, you know, there should be more championship games held on Sundays. I think they should be held on days where there's award shows. So the award shows, are irrelevant, and you don't know they're ever happening. I mean, the night WrestleMania and the women's national championship was being held, the Grammys were, you know, were on, and there was not much Grammy talk on my timeline for Twitter. It was, I didn't even notice it was even on. And you know, I wish you know, we could. I wish the same could have been done for the Oscars, because you know that whole thing just, you know, it happened, and it didn't take long for the weirdos to come out and make their weirdo takes about this, and for you know for some people to make it about themselves. It was all weird. It just all was. Now let's see. Yeah, it's pretty much dead here. let's talk about Pat Narduzzi. He got his extension. And there was, you know, some weird reaction by some people about it. And I think, you know, we'll get that here in a minute, but we all knew that this extension was coming. He's been here 7 years, and it was obviously a well-deserved extension. I mean, you get pit to 10 regular season wins, an ACC title game. Well, they won the championship, of course. You get a Heisman runner-up. I mean, he was a finalist. I mean, he was, you know, third or fourth runner-up. And you get a Biletnikoff winner. Obviously, you're going to get an extension. He was, you know, supposedly in his interview, seemed like he was glad that Brennan Marion was gone. So I'm guessing that relationship soured. I don't know. I mean, if you look at his job resume, he's bounced around so many places. And if you would have promoted him, he would have to overhaul the offense, and yeah, it just wasn't going to happen. But the spring game is here, and I'm curious how the offense will look under Frank Signetti, how the quarterbacks will look. And of course the defense, how that's going to look too as well. I mean, Pitt did receive a transfer, a linebacker transfer actually. They added Tyler Wiltz. He's a linebacker from Missouri State. And I guess he had an impressive resume here for last year. I mean, 106 overall tackles, 14.5 for losses, 3.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 3 interceptions. I'm curious. I mean, I'm not going to complain about that. Sure, it's Missouri State, but I'm curious how... I mean, we're finally going to see how things go with Ryan Mallack. I mean, when you get new coaches and stuff, you're going to have some sort of exodus from some players. It happens, which we'll get into that here in a minute as well, because I do have to talk about that, you know, some things related to that. But yeah, there was a weird take. I mean, one of the guys from some sort of podcast, they were questioning Narduzzi's extension, and of course he posted his Gus Malzahn article, I guess, from, you know, because from when Auburn extended him, I guess it was an excuse for somebody. It was an excuse for the post his article for people to read it, and I mean, it's Auburn. I mean, it's basically the SEC. It's basically Michigan, Alabama, and everybody else. So, you're Auburn. That's just you. I mean, you guys went all in with Gene Chizik and got your national title. I mean, enjoy that at least. I mean, at least you've won a national championship. In recent memory, is for my school, we were just, of course, we're going to extend our coach after an ACC title, you know, It was well deserved. I mean, yeah. But yeah, you get weirdo takes. I mean, you get. I mean, I'm really hoping we get the NFL draft opens as soon as possible because I'm tired. You know, every year it's every mock draft gets posted. People bitch about the mock drafts. At the end of the day, they're just freaking mock drafts. Nobody knows where these guys are going until we know when the draft's happening. I mean, so if your guy's projected to be 31st or whatever, you just have to wait. Because you may be bragging about your player being projected to be top 10 picked. He may drop to the second round. And then of course you're like, well, the mock draft here said they all said he was going to be picked in the top 10. I mean, you don't know until it actually happens. I mean, I did see where somebody was overanalyzing Kenny Pickett's game tape, and he said that Kenny was quarterbacking off of vibes. I don't know what this person was trying to do here, what kind of punchline he was trying to come up with, but it was probably one of the more moronic takes I've seen. Quarterbacking off of vibes. You know. But, I mean, there's two things that can happen here. Well, for starters, I looked at his profile, and he was from Bleacher Report, which explains a whole lot. You know. I mean, Kenny is going to be either really good or really bad. We don't know. But, I mean, if he gets you out the first round and gets, you know, that first round money, fine. I mean, if he's a bust, I'm not going to worry about that. I mean, that's why, you know, we as Pitt fans had to root for Nathan Peterman when he threw like 5 or 6 picks in the game against Buffalo. I mean, not against Buffalo, but for Buffalo. But in regards, in relation to the Pitt basketball thing with Capel staying, we really, really need to move on from Jamie Dixon. I mean, me included. It's just, every year, anytime he makes a tournament or wins an NIT or just goes to NIT, it's always, well, Pitt forced him out. And there's been some articles about that. I know I reached out to one of the columnists from Fort Worth who wrote about Pitt screwing up the whole Dixon thing. And he did mention to me that when, you know, in a conversation he had with Jamie mentioned when his management changed, the job changed. And I brought that up years ago to people. I said that usually when people get new bosses, they leave. I mean, that's how it is with every job. Sometimes you don't just leave a job, you leave your bosses. You know, because a lot of times the bosses, they want to change up things, they want to do things their way, and your way may not mix with their way, and there's personality conflicts. At the end of the day, you just say, hey, well, fine, well, you know, looks like we're just going to part ways. And we can't really undo what happened back in, what is it? He's been gone now, 6 years now? We can't really undo what happened. It happened, he's gone. It's over. And we can't really, the hiring goes, we made a bad hire to replace him. We went with Kevin Stallings. And I can say probably one of the reasons why Heather may be staying with Jeff Capel is because, you know, Capel said things were, you know, mentioned things were bad when he got here. Pitt's facilities weren't great compared to other ACC programs. And maybe they just wanted to give him more time. Well, he brought in some good players. They left. Yep. And maybe Pitt doesn't want to go into business of recycling coaches every few years. Maybe they want to, similar to what Narduzzi has done, they want to do with Capel. But the difference is Narduzzi's actually won games, whereas Capel really hasn't had any winning seasons. He's beaten some ranked opponents, don't get me wrong, but not much else. But of course, Capel is Heather's hire. So when you hire somebody, you got to stand by that hire. You know, you'll see that you see a lot in professional world too. If there's somebody you don't like, it doesn't matter how you feel about that manager. If the director hired that manager, that's just how it's going to be. And if you're a problem, they'll just find a way to get rid of you. So it just is what it is. It just always what it is. We can't undo it. And we just got to get past, I mean, the first event that happened, which was 6 years ago. I mean, he's gone. We can't, you know, Jamie's gone. He's been gone. We can't fix what happened. You know, he left. I mean, that's just that. You know, we just happened to make some bad decisions after him. And for one other thing I have to talk about. Folks, every year around this tournament time, there's a certain clip that gets posted. Excuse that. That's my new Windows. I got a new Windows computer for work. Yeah, I have to patch in a port. Long story short, we got these new burning stations for, you know, burning patient data CDs and I guess, you know, they have to patch them in. Yeah, I'm talking about work now. All of a sudden, I go from what I was about to say to an email. So let's get into that real quick. Yeah, I got my new laptop. Of course, the desktop support person who was going to deploy this from the corporate site, she takes down the inventory of all my apps. And of course, I got my laptop and there's no apps loaded. It's bare bones. I mean, at least the VPN, you know, is installed. At least I have, well, my admin rights weren't set up correctly, but luckily I had a local admin account where I fixed that. You know, so I wasn't too happy about that, but in the end, it was a blessing because I got to customize the computer the way I wanted to. And of course, like, yeah, you can put your data on this on our network drives. I'm like, no, I'm not putting my data on your drives. I would just put them on my flash drives and I'll take it from there. But yeah, I have to go and get these. Well, I guess it looks like I have to enter a ticket for this. To put a patch in, you know, I have to get these basically a network jack patched. So I guess I'll do that after this podcast. But going back to what I was trying to say, every year since probably 2011, there's been this clip that's been posted, and it's always the Gary McGee Kemba Walker clip, and people have this pity party for Gary McGee. Folks, Gary McGee didn't die, all right. It's not like he's dead. He's buried on the ground or something like that, or he's cremated, whatever. He just got caught in an unfortunate situation, and you know, it happened. He got crossed up by a point guard. I mean, it was a mismatch. Gary couldn't help that. I mean, Gary did, you know, and his, I mean, Gary's career ended, you know, at Pitt because he graduated. He graduated and he went overseas to play basketball. I mean, his career went on. He didn't die, okay? Kemba's been a halfway decent basketball player, but he's not on that top tier of the NBA. I thought he would. I thought, you know, the way he played, he closed out his career. I thought he would, but he hasn't really. You know, he did pretty decent shot, but he's never really taken that next step, and I don't think he really will. But he will always have that crossover. And despite that loss Pitt had in that game, it was early in the Big East tournament. Pitt still got the one seed, which shows how irrelevant conference tournaments can be sometimes. So at the end of the day, it was no harm, no foul, just a viral clip. and there's no reason to throw a pity party. Anyways, guys, hell to pit. I shall talk to you soon.